You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are broadcasting on a No Filter Friday. And we're going to try to get to everybody who is on hold right now. So don't be hanging up.
Don't you run away.
I'm going to start with Emily, though. Emily, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So glad you called. Any big plans this weekend? Anything fun coming up?
I do have something fun coming up. I'm planning on dyeing my hair an unusual color.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Should we guess? Jeremy, do you want to take a guess?
I would say you're going to jump onto the gray craze, and you're just going to do it gray.
Okay, I will go with magenta.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know, I've actually done gray before, gray like silver.
Uh-huh.
But this time, I'm thinking of going teal.
Teal.
Now, what is prompting this?
Why is that?
You know, I had kind of a bump in the road, and I need a refresher. And so something to, something to just be fun.
Just kind of pop on you and just be lighthearted.
Yeah.
And
I want to, I want to pry into the bump in the road, though. Am I allowed to do that?
I don't know. Do you want to talk?
I had just a small falling out with my boss. And I'm planning on leaving later this year.
Shh.
So it's
Let's change your name. We just said what your name was. Shh.
Well, do they know that you're leaving?
Yes.
Okay.
Then
you're fine.
Oh, that might have been part of the falling out.
You right in this falling out? You were right, right? That's the issue. You're digging in your heels, whatever's going on.
You know, we have moved past it
okay.
because it's one of those things that, as an employee, all I can say is, okay.
Gee, none of us have been there before. So let me get this straight. You have a little dust up with your boss, and your response is, I'm going to change my hair to teal.
Necessarily as a response to that, but as a response to moving forward and
it's just something to make you feel good about yourself and kind of lighten the mood and clear the air. And
all right,
are you gonna look for a new job?
Yes, I am actually hoping to advance my career and then
now,
move out of state.
Do you think this hair color is going to allow you to advance your career?
I will be dyeing it back to a quote-unquote
more
normal
okay,
color.
I was just curious because...
My question was if you're going to do this before you go on job interviews or not. So,
right.
Not that anyone should care what color your hair is, but it could hinder
whatever field you're going into, I guess.
So this is a temporary teal is what you're saying. It's the temp teal.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just a couple months. Good for you.
Are you doing it yourself or getting it done professionally?
I'm getting it done professionally.
Okay, good.
I tried to
do a different color myself, and it did not turn out the way
that
I
wanted. Like Kool-Aid packets or something to do that?
No, I actually bought one of those tubes of color from somewhere at the mall.
Oh, from Hobby Lobby?
Yeah.
Turned out to be paint.
Oh, my God. Emily, we have jammed lines. We got to move on. But listen, good luck and send us a photo of the temp teal. Will you please?
Please do.
I absolutely will. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. I want to see what it looks like.
It's going to look great. That's cool.
I want to see it. Here comes Tanya. Tanya, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Tanya. What's going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Well, I'm hoping after 6 months of pushing that we'll finally get the water line finished in our house so we can start getting city water instead of
the well.
What happened
well,
to what?
Yeah,
oh, are you on a well? Is that
ruined. We were? Yeah.
Huh.
Our well doctor came out to work on the well and he just jammed our pump right through the casing.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
yeah,
they
he
all
did.
Do that. They like to do that.
They always do that. It turns them on.
Well, since then, my cousin has been promising for 6 months that he would get the water hooked up. The city's already put their dome out on the property, so it's ready to hook up. Yeah.
Never trust a cousin. Don't trust a cousin that can help you.
I'm not going family member on this, no. Tanya. I think I'm going with a professional.
You need it.
This.
Yeah. So you have no water right now?
No, we have to go pick it up at two towns over with a tote on the back of our truck. So that's why it has to be finished this weekend because I'm taking my truck in to get the hood repaired.
Man, you are going to be busy. It's got to get. You want to flush your toilet, it's got to get repaired.
Well, they're just going to the outhouse.
My side hustle I wanted to tell you about. I'm getting married in August, and so to pay for my nice wedding I started working again for the first time in 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm driving for DoorDash, and I cannot believe how much bank I'm making.
I did not think
it would be this great, you know?
Well, good for you. What a great little gig then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a retired school teacher. I'm an older person, you know, and it's still working out really great for me.
You ever eat the French fries? You ever dig in and eat some of the fries?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
You're tempted.
Oh, all the food smells so good, but I bring snacks with me so that I can eat and not worry about it.
That's good.
Tanya, good luck with your water. Good luck with your upcoming nuptials as well. We appreciate you very much, okay?
Okay.
See ya.
All right, thank you.
That's what we're talking about.
You never know where these conversations are going to go.
The well is broken.
Hey, Leslie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Morning.
There was some show that we were watching. What was that Western show that was popular on Netflix or whatever for a while? And the characters were out there digging the well, you know, to bring.
Oh, it was the one I recommended to you.
Yeah, what was
what
that called?
What was that called?
You remember? And she's digging the well.
Yes, and then they finally hit water. And
yes, and the water that comes up is just muddy brown.
But to them, it's like delicious.
Yes. We are spoiled, Leslie.
We are.
We're spoiled. That's what we are.
What's going on in your world, Leslie?
Well, my five-year-old, I love him to death. But he's at that age now to where he's been throwing everything back at us. So if I say you got to share, and then mommy has a snack for herself and doesn't go, I have to hide. He finds me, and then he goes, "Mama, you have to share."
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm
so
like,
you're saying there's a double standard in your house.
Why aren't you sharing your snack? Why are you so selfish with your golden grams or whatever you're eating?
And what are these snacks? Let us know if they should be shared. What is your go-to snack?
Animal cookies.
Animal cookies? What are you? Are you the five-year-old?
That's what he told me. Because he bought the box. He's like, look,
Leslie, what grown-ass adult eats animal crackers?
Leslie does.
I don't know. They have something. They're so addicting. So I love them so much. So I have to sometimes hide myself. My husband found me once in the closet. He's like, what are you doing?
You're in the closet eating animal crackers?
I'm biting the heads off the hippos. Leave me alone. How sad is this?
It's pretty bad, Leslie.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And my husband's like, you know you're the adult, right? You know you can say no.
Well, and really, you're essentially eating your kids' snacks, right? Like,
no, technically, I bought two boxes of a pack for myself, and then he got his own because he wanted the Oreos. Mm. So he had his own, but he every time it could be candy, I could be eating regular food, and he wants off my plate. I'm like, child.
Your poor kid is hungry, Leslie. He's hungry.
Feed that kid. Get out of the closet and share your animal
crackers.
Make
him a sandwich, for goodness sakes.
And it's not just that. It's just like anything. Like, he just throws back everything. Like, I could say, no, you cannot have juice or anything.
She doesn't even let him drink
anything. And he's thirsty.
Either. Hold on, Leslie. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh, call social services.
No.
Leslie, we're just kidding. We've got to run. Listen, your call was delightful. I hope you have a fun weekend and you enjoy those animal crackers in the closet, okay?
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. That's damn funny right there. Mama,
I'm so hungry.
He said to share.
We may not have time to get to all the calls. We're going to have to go quickly through the last couple, Justin and Eric. Justin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How's it going, boy?
It's going just great.
Chilling, buddy.
You ever snuck crackers into the closet, Justin?
I have not. That's bizarre.
That's a funny visual. All right, what's going on, buddy?
What's on your mind, Justin?
I just wanted to say what's up and hope you guys have a good day. Just dropped my daughter off and about to start cooking breakfast.
What are you making?
Yeah.
What do you guys want? I don't know.
What do we? I want a toaster strudel and some bacon.
Listen.
We're Justin, but okay.
Listen, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for spending your mornings with us. We really appreciate it, buddy, okay?
Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Justin. Okay. We got to try to quickly get in one more. Yeah. Eric, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello, boys.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing, Eric?
I'm fabulous. It's a Friday, and it's a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing with this weekend? What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to be laying tile in my basement.
Really?
Are you good at that? Are you skilled at that? Or are you just watching YouTube videos to do it?
YouTube videos all the way, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look that difficult. It doesn't look that hard.
Thus the basement.
Did you get yourself a tile saw, one of those wet saws?
Yes.
Yeah, do that outside, man. It's a mess.
I've used one of those before, and that's...
You'll lop a finger right off, so...
Challenging, yeah. What else? How long? What else is going on in this home improvement project, or what else are you doing?
Well, so we had to refix the whole house. We had the sewer underneath the house explode, so we've had to replace the sewer all the way out to the city.
Oh my god! While you were living there, it exploded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we talking like toilet overflowing and all that into the showers?
No, it went down under the house. So we had to have people dig out under the house and put a new foundation and stuff in. It's been interesting.
What a horrible mess.
The joys of owning an old house.
Yeah, man. That is nutty. That is crazy.
But now I can send pictures of the $30,000 pipe, you know, that used to be my vacation.
It cost you 30 grand to do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God, man. That's insane. Well, buddy, good luck with all your home improvement stuff. I think we lost Dom's mic here for a second, so sorry about that.
I think he was just blown away by the sewer.
He was. He was thinking about all that sewage coming up. So, well, Eric, thanks for calling, man. Have a great weekend, okay? All right, buddy.
Bye.
Say something, Dom. You there? Nah, you're not there, buddy. So we'll go ahead and take a look at traffic, and we'll try to get him back. Here you go, guys. Thank you, everybody, who called in for No Filter Friday.